The Senate killed off a proposed economic recovery package today. Senators have been wrangling over the legislation for months, and when a vote today failed to cut off debate, Majority Leader Tom Daschle made good on his threat to shelve the measure. Questions about the need for such a stimulus package have been increasing, but its demise touched off a new round of partisan sniping in Congress. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The economic stimulus package President Bush requested last fall passed the GOP-controlled House in two different versions, both favoring tax cuts for corporations and higher income earners. But that package has had trouble from the start in an almost evenly divided 100-member Senate, where it takes 60 votes to move most legislation. Today, seven moderate Republicans joined all but one of the Senate Democrats in voting to end debate on a stripped-down $69 billion stimulus package offered by Majority Leader Daschle. But those 56 votes fell far short of what was needed, so Daschle yanked the legislation from the Senate floor.
We made every effort at every level to come together to reach some compromise to ensure that we could continue to go forward on economic stimulus, and the Republicans said no. So they've killed it. I've said that I'm more than happy to try to revive it at any time that our Republicans are serious about doing so.
Many experts, including Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan, have recently questioned the need for a stimulus since economic indicators have been turning positive. But workers continue to lose their jobs, and Daschle's proposal argued that millions of unemployed need more assistance. Republicans see it differently. They say the unemployed are helped best by legislation that spurs businesses to create more jobs. Minority Leader Trent Lott dismissed Daschle's proposal today as a stimulus-light package.
We didn't want something called stimulus that didn't have provisions that stimulated the economy. And we were perfectly willing to try to amend it. We were in that process. Or to get the direct vote on the president's package. The president has repeatedly called for that. He and his Secretary of Treasury just yesterday indicated they still feel that there's a need for it, even though there are some positive signs of recovery in the economy.
Senate Republican Whip Don Nichols saw some good news in the measure's demise. He noted that without the $90 billion stimulus bill passed by the House, the budget deficits predicted for this year and next are less likely.
We're a lot closer to a balanced budget. We're probably on target for a balanced budget for next year if we can contain the appetites of the appropriators. And we're much closer this year. It's doable this year.
The Senate did salvage one popular item today from the stimulus package. It unanimously approved a 13-week extension of unemployment benefits. President Bush today said that's the minimum Congress can do. But House Majority Leader Dick Armey rebuffed a call by Daschle for the House to do its part and also approve extending the unemployment benefits.
We reached out to him. He killed everything that stimulates the economy and now wants to send that back. I think the only thing we can say to him is no, we just simply can't do business that way.
And House Republican Whip Tom DeLay had this to say about Senate Democrats.
I'm disappointed that the do-nothing Daschlecrats are still putting politics over people.
For GOP Whip Nichols, the stimulus bill was a victim of a Senate where neither party can pass legislation without significant help from across the aisle.
It's going to be a tough year. There's no question about it. The Senate is so equally divided. When you have a Senate with 50 Democrats, 49 Republicans, and one independent, and half of the group is running for president, it's a very challenging organization.
And one where many other House-approved bills have yet to be taken up. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.